The third ordinance, 481.
Accept a grant in the amount of $36,000 from the Oregon Department of Justice and the Oregon High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program for program expenses for Portland Metro Gang Task Force interdiction efforts.
Okay, any further council discussion about this? Then roll call, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Just a quick comment about all three of these. We hear testimony sometimes sort of on one side of an issue, and that kind of was the case this morning. The Portland Police Bureau is not spending much time or money on dealing with marijuana, but we do have a huge upsurge in the use of heroin in our city and a really terrible resurgence of the use of methamphetamine. And those are tragic addictions, and we've got a lot of addicted people, and some of them commit crimes, and some of them are being supplied by gang members, and gangs are fueling their operations, if you will, with a combination of human trafficking and drugs. And so far this year, I've lost track as of this week, but as of Monday, we've had 45 gang violence incidents so far this year, and well over 300 shots fired in our neighborhoods, including shots going through people's bedroom windows who had nothing to do with gangs. So it's a serious problem, and drugs are not just a public health concern. We have this wonderful service coordination team, and we have Multnomah County doing all the great work that they're doing, but it's still a police matter. And I think sometimes we forget that it's still a police matter. So I just wanted to get those points on the record and thank the folks at the Police Bureau that are focusing on the human cost of the huge wave of drugs that we're dealing with, and the fact that that's a major profit center for gangs that are still pretty serious in our city. Aye. Okay, now let's move to the